David was out in the shepherd's fields. Didn't look like anything was happening, but he came into his due season. King Saul sent a message saying, "Send me David, who is with the sheep. I need him in the palace." David started working for Saul. This was another step on the way to his destiny. He wasn't on the throne yet, but at least he made it to the palace. Notice this phrase, "Send David, who is with the sheep." You may feel like you're with the sheep today. In other words, you're doing something that feels insignificant. You know you have more in you, but you've been in the background year after year. Don't get discouraged. Your time is coming. You're not going to stay with the sheep. God is going to take you from the background to the foreground. You may be in the shepherd's fields, but don't put your stakes down. Don't get comfortable there. You have a king's anointing. You are destined to do great things. The palace is coming. Victory is coming. Promotion is coming. People can't stop it. Bad breaks can't stop it. Sickness can't stop it. Almighty God has anointed you. What He has spoken over your life will come to pass. I talked to a single mother a few years ago. She told me about how it was such a struggle to make ends meet. She was having to work two jobs, long hours. She felt bad that she couldn't be there with her children. She had no free time to date or have any kind of social life. It looked like that's the way it would always be. She was with the sheep, so to speak. She was in those shepherd's fields. She could have gotten discouraged and settled there, but she knew deep down she had this queen's anointing. She knew she was made for more than just constantly struggling, enduring, not having enough. She reminded herself that the anointing can break any yoke. Poverty, lack, barely getting by are a yoke. Do not accept that as your destiny. Jesus came that you might live an abundant life. We are to be the head and not the tail. And yes, we all go through dry seasons, but they are not permanent. They are temporary. At some point, the drought will come to an end, and you will see an abundance of rain, an abundance of favor. I like how David put it in Psalm 23. He said, "God anoints my head with oil." He went on to say, "Because I am anointed, my cup runs over." When you walk in your anointing, knowing who you are and whose you are, at some point your cup will run over. You will see God pour out blessings that you cannot contain. Don't you dare settle with the sheep in the shepherd's fields. The palace is coming. One day, the single mother was invited to dinner by a couple that lived down the street from her, whom she had only met once. That night, they handed her the keys to a brand new car that they had bought for her. She was able to sell her car and pay off most of her debts so she didn't have to work so much. Just recently, I learned she married an executive from a large company. Now, she and her children are no longer with the sheep. They're in the palace. God has blessed them. He has done exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond. Friend, you were not created to barely get by, to take the leftovers, to live out in the shepherd's fields. You were created for victory, for abundance, for the palace. The same God who increased the single mother can increase you. The anointing on your life will cause people to be good to you. It will cause you to be at the right place, at the right time, bringing favor, promotion, increase.